Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
I always felt like I had a ticking clock, but the ticking clock became more apparent that I gotta make the most out of today because tomorrow isn't promised. What are you gonna do with the time that you have on this planet? What impact are you gonna make?
Because things change. And I think the key is recognizing that each moment is what matters. Today is all there is, right? There is no tomorrow. There's no next year. Enjoy today for whatever is in front of you.
But sometimes people got to feel the pain themselves and they got to go through it themselves. And I just think that when we say inspire the world to try, that's what it is. Like, go after it. Go after it while you can, because tomorrow is not promised.
I take situations that are the end of the world, and then I find inspiration in them. And then I live it full out, like there's no tomorrow.
150,000 people die every day. Tomorrow is not promised. So if I'm not going after it, then I'm gonna die incomplete. I'm gonna die being a person that I wasn't created to be. Like, I wanna meet the greatest me. I wanna meet my full potential.
Literally, you cannot play this forever, but while you're in it, you're in it. You gotta grind like there is no tomorrow.
I do it tomorrow. Man, I'll do it tomorrow. It can wait. It can wait.
I have to give it everything I have. Like, I know there is no tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Tomorrow's not promised.
Do me a favor. Write this down. No risk, no story. It's this simple, right? Like, if you're not going to take a risk, you don't freaking deserve the story, okay?
No risk, no reward. I mean,
why not take a chance trying to do something that seems impossible that might work?
Are you willing to play at that level? Are you willing to risk it all to gain it all? Are you willing? Today is where the rubber meets the road.
It's like, if no risk, no reward. If you won't take the risk, you won't get the reward. So it's like,
some say it's worth the wait. I say it's worth the risk. I'm telling you to risk it all for something that will last forever. Will you stay mediocre for the rest of your life? Or will you dig down deep and bring the greatness that lies inside of you to the world?
No risk, no reward. No risk, no story. No risk, no champion.
I'm gonna take that chance that they say turns you into champions.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. Average people talk normal. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions. I'm taking ownership.
Michael Jordan, when he was a kid, dreamed about making the last shot. Kobe dreamed about making the last shot. And the greats, they just don't put up the first, the second, the third. But what I've learned about the greats is that they understand it's a sense of urgency, that once the clock goes out, it's a W or an L. There is no middle ground. You either win or you lose. It's a different mentality. And the greats are the greats because they have a different mentality. The greats don't play for themselves. The greats understand that they play as a team. When they ask Michael Jordan, who's the best, MJ, you or LeBron? Who's the best, you or Kobe? He says, no, y'all got it twisted. It's not who's the greatest player. It's who's the greatest team.
Stop being average. Average people can't forgive. average people can't let go. The greats, we do whatever it takes. We do whatever it takes to be happy. It's our time. I can. I can. I will. I will. I will. I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, no, you got another gear in you.
What do you believe? Because it is our beliefs that determine our behavior. Your destiny is linked to your identity. Everything that's coming in, everything that I believe, everything that I see will determine what I do. This is why the dark room is so important. Like, if I don't put the work in, if I don't do what is required behind the scenes, I'll never step in public authority. If nobody's told you today, let me be the first to tell you, every single person listening to me is standing at the precipice of the greatest decision they could ever make in their lives. For years, decades, generations, families will struggle. Centuries go by in a bloodline, and people, fathers and mothers, make the same mistakes until all of a sudden, within a bloodline, somebody makes the decision to press a reset button. And I just want to ask anybody listening to me, why?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not you. Why not you? Why can't you be the person that changes everything? The innovator, the trailblazer, the disruptor, the person that makes a decision that I will not be the weakest link in the chain of a dynasty. Why not me? Why can't you be the one that makes history? Why can't you be the one that wins again? Why can't you be the one that breaks cycles? Why can't you be the one that overcomes the demons that have haunted a family for generations? Somebody drop it in the comments. Why not me? What is your purpose? What is your destiny? What is your assignment in this season? Are you completely sold out to it? Are you all in? Are you willing to lay your life down? Are you willing to die to achieve it? There is no tomorrow. There is no plan B. I am completely devoted to my level one priorities. Type it in the comments. Why? Not me. You're talented enough. You're hungry enough. So do it. You are the first pick. You are the only option. And there will never be another way. Believe. That is you. It's always been you. You've got everything you need to go to the next level, to obliterate glass ceilings and move forward. It is possible that if you could just focus and stay committed and be determined and direct your attention to what it is that you've been destined to have, you can have it. Do not settle. Do not think that where you are and what you see is all you will ever have. There is more. But change doesn't always come to you. It comes from you. Decide that you want to change your life. Decide that you know it's time. Decide that you've been here long enough. Come to the resolve that you understand, you are aware, and you have accepted that you have been broke and broken and weary and annoyed long enough. The problem with many of you is that you are surrounded by people who ask you the wrong questions. This is why when you're making decisions to change your life, you can't talk to people who are on your level, because they're going to tell you it makes sense to stay here and just make here better, when you know there is something higher that is calling you. There's a better quality of life. There's an abundance. There is an expectation, a passion, a new life that is calling you. And everybody on your level would try to convince you to stay here with them because they're stuck in a place called comfort. Are you willing to be uncomfortable? I remember back when I was cleaning toilets for a living, and I would run into wealthy people every now and then, and oftentimes the reverberating theme that they would all seem to throw out is that, Marcus, you got to make investments. If you're going to be financially fit, fiscally disciplined, you got to pay to play. You got to make an investment. I knew that I wanted something more, and I knew I was destined for more, but I didn't want to accept the fact that if I'm going to make money, I've got to invest money. When you start making these investments, it's not going to feel good. It's not going to make sense to anybody on your level. Whatever goal you have, your physiology, your psychology, your relationships, your business ventures, whatever it is. And so the question is, are you willing to leave this place called comfort? Are you aimed? Are you targeted? Do you believe that you have what it takes to pay the price? But more than that, can you handle the pain that comes with paying? It is not going to be comfortable. Are you willing to walk in not only uncomfortability, but are you willing to walk in uncharted territory? This means that I'm going to a place I've never been, and it's not going to feel good in the beginning, in the Genesis, when we're first getting started. But eventually, if I stay committed, I'll see a harvest. If you're going to reap a harvest, if you keep sowing sparingly, you will reap sparingly. But the moment that you understand that there was a price to pay to get where you want to be, it will cost you dearly. It don't feel good right now. I don't like it. I want to leave it. I want to throw in the towel. I want to walk away from it all. But I've got to be able to see the power of what lies ahead. Today's pain is tomorrow's power. The new life that you want, that you hold in your head, that you only dream of, it will cost you your old life. I got everything I need to go to the next level. What is required to live the lifestyle that I see in my head? Because I no longer want to live vicariously through someone else. I'm no longer going to just sit around and like other people's pictures when I could be living that reality. So it's not that I want your life. It's that I understand that there's something more for me. But the question is, am I willing to write it out? Am I willing to see it, dream it, count up the cost, and then pay the price? Most of us are not willing to pay that price. And so we just go on living in the mundane, living in the monotony, living in a place where our money's unpredictable and our relationships are unpredictable. We're living in anxiety and stress. All of you listening to me have the opportunity to be excellent in every sphere and room and arena that you walk in. Do you know why you want to change? Because once you get a why, you become dangerous. You are a person of vision and valor and discipline. You got this thing. Why not you? Stop looking for everybody else to do it. Stop looking for everybody else to support it, believe in it, to hand it to you, to point you in the right direction. You have everything you need right now in this moment to take a step forward. You've got to stop waiting for the opportunity to come along. And you've got to learn to master the art and the privilege of creating the opportunity. Stop limiting yourself to what can come to you and focus on what needs to come from you to create, to pioneer, to trailblaze. The question that many people fail to ask is not where do I get the money to get the life,
But who must I become to attract the money to get the life? And so we need to define who it is that we must become. Who do you need to become to start the business, to move into the new location, to start traveling, to make new friends, to take up new hobbies and new investments and endeavors, to impact? Who are you going to have to become? You got to identify those things that are holding you back, the places, the people, and the mindsets that are telling you you're not enough, it will not work, turn back, go back home. Who you must become is directly associated with what you have been called to do. Do you know why you want to change? Because once you get a why, you become dangerous. Why do you sweat? Why are you bleeding for it? Why are you sacrificing? Why are you pushing yourself and testing the limitations of your soul? Why are you working so hard? Why are you changing your belief systems? Why? Not you!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You gotta go through this hell, man. This is it. Cause as long as you're living, you gotta keep moving.
Sometimes these things that I endured, I felt that I was at the rock bottom of my life. Through hell, through the pain, the agony, I knew it was gonna be tough. But I just had to get a little bit tougher. This is why I'm the man that I am today. When bad things happen, what do? You build from them. You learn from them. You grow from them. You have the passion and understanding that you have work to do. It sucked. It hurt. I had those moments when I wanted to give up my life. I said, enough. I don't want to live like this anymore. But how do you get out of this hell, man? How do you rise up out of this hell, man? How can I save myself? That's how I had to say it to myself. Get out of this. You don't need to be here anymore. Something else has to happen. You know you could do better. There's a lot of people in the world that just want to feel sorry for the rest of their lives. Sorry does not control you. Sorry will never control me. I am the master of my life. I am not going to die being miserable. I am not going to give up because I know that there's purpose within me. I must continue to push with every ounce of strength that I have. I don't want to survive. I'm going to live. I knew who I was. You know you can be better. There's no time for pity. Don't look for someone to dig you out. You at the bottom, get out of the bottom. You down at the end of your rope, climb up the rope. How can I take care of myself? How can I survive? What am I going to do? Am I going to run for help? Or am I going to run through this hell? Maybe that's what it needed to be. Maybe that was the kind of hell I had to go through. And I went through it for a reason. Because I lost, I won, but I refuse to give up. Don't tell me you have a dream if you're not willing to wake up and chase it. You want to be the greatest. You want the world to know your name. You think any of the goats? Do you think they let fear stop them from going after what they wanted? No! They got up and gave it everything that they have because they knew they were destined for something bigger, for something better, for something greater. They knew they were made to be great. You know why you make so many excuses? It's because you're scared. You're scared to be great. You are scared to make it out of your hometown. You are scared to live up to your potential. You think you are scared that you're not going to make it. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are scared that you are. You are scared to be great because you think you don't deserve it. But I'm here to tell you that you are. You are terrified that you won't be able to reach your goals. I get it. I understand it. Fear has a funny way of getting your attention. Do not let fear or failure stop you. If you do not rise to your destiny, the world will miss out on your greatness. So can you rise to the challenge? Can you face uncomfortable moments? Can you sacrifice what is needed to be great? I'm not here to tell you that it's easy. Life is never easy. I'm here to tell you that it is time for you to accept the challenge. Like the phoenix from the ashes, like the hero in a story, it's time for you to get up and grind. As the sun rises in the morning, let it be your reminder that even after the darkest of the nights, the sun rises to meet the day. Let the hope in your heart be an inspiration you need to fight another day. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you to grind. You know the thing that you need to understand? Let's think about success. How do you get success without struggle first? How do you get success without hell first? You don't get this life easy. You don't get a victory easy. You don't get success easy. There's a price we all have to pay. You can't have these things that you want so bad, and there's no type of hell attached to it. Success is not attracted to you because you feel that you deserve it, because you feel you have a privilege, because you are who you are. Who are you if you don't know what hell is? How can others understand who you are? How can you tell your story? How can people know the significance of what you've been through throughout your life if you never tasted hell? Hell, it's real, but you don't have to stay there. You can come out of the depths of hell. You can come out of the darkness. But you have to believe and know that what you are going through has to be this way. Hell is just a part of the development. Dark days are gonna come. Sacrifices have to come. Suffering must come. Everybody wants to have an easy way. There are no easy ways. Yes, I was faced with many battles. I was challenged throughout my life because I was in so much pain. There were cold days. There were warm days. Oh, it was some cold, cold nights. But I'm here. I'm better. I'm stronger. I didn't like being cold. But I didn't die. All of these things is what made me better. All of these things is what made me stronger. All of these things is what pushed me through every single day of my life. I didn't quit living. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Woe is me. No one cares. You're absolutely right. No one cares. Question is, do you care? Do you care enough about your life? No one cares about my feelings. Other people are hurting too. Who are you to say that you are the only one that's hurting when other people are going through some kind of hell themselves? But what do you do? How do you get through hell? Don't think that hell is forever. How do you push? How do you go through it? Let me tell you about emotions. See, weakness, weakness doesn't own me. Weakness has no reason to have a conversation with me. I knew who I was. My life is my life. How do I deal with this situation? Do I fight or do I live another day to fight? Because if you allow your emotions to control you, there is no tomorrow for you. Because once those emotions take over, all hell can break loose. Something is happening. Hell is coming for you. So buckle up and prepare yourself. You are going to experience some agonizing pain. And if you allow it, hell will kill you. But hell doesn't deserve your life. If hell is coming, give it hell. If hell is attacking you, fight through hell. If hell wants to kill you, you let hell know, I'm not yours. You don't possess me. You don't own me. I'm just living through this hell.
It's going to be a dog fight.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is going to work out. It's not. It's going to be a dog fight. On the road to success, I lost 5 aunts to cancer. It's a dog fight. In the midst of my business, I lost aunts. I had to go to funerals. We had to get on a plane. We had to drive. We had aunts that are close to my age who died, who didn't have insurance. We had to raise money. A dog fight. I had cousins shot in stores, execution style, shot back of the head twice. It's a dog fight. Like, you don't see that on YouTube. You don't see that on my TGI. It's a dog fight. My wife, 3 years ago, 7 legions following her brain. It's a dog fight. It hasn't been easy. It's a dog fight. It hasn't been, the road hadn't been successful. Like, it's just a paved road, and like, each he go this way. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no 1,000,000 times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I
just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. I'm young. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life. And you can't defeat me. There is not. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this. Contain it for a year, you might. 2 years, you might. You do not have hate. Does not have enough energy to destroy love. You cannot destroy this. It didn't happen to me at 19. It didn't happen to me at 20. It didn't happen to me at 30. It happened to me at 40. After I had been through all the pressure I thought I could go through. Life said, you finished with all the pressure. I said, yeah. They said, let me bring on the heat. And then when I went through the pressure and the heat, y'all, I thought it was over. The creator said, now you ready to get cut? You said you wanted to be great, son. You said you wanted to travel the world. You said you wanted to help people, inspire people. Then you gotta be a diamond. In our armed forces, let's just pick one, the Navy, for instance. The first thing they teach you, somebody over here, help me out. You are in the Navy, right? They're teaching you war, right? What's the first thing they teach you? The first thing they teach you, the very first thing they teach you is how to respond when you have a jammed gun. And number two, how to carry a dead body. That's the first thing they teach you. They don't teach you how to defend yourself. They don't teach you how to swim. The first thing they teach you is when your gun is jammed. The first thing they teach you is a dead body, how to carry a dead body. And somebody tell me, why would they start you there? That's the worst case scenario. That's what you're not prepared for. That's what you're not thinking. You're not thinking when you go out there to defend yourself that your gun is going to jam. You're not thinking when you go out there that your boy gonna get killed and you gotta drag. You're not thinking that. So listen to me. It's not hardships that hurt us. It's not my cousin getting shot twice. It's not my cousin spending 50 years in jail. It's not my eyes dying of cancer. It's not my wife being diagnosed with seven lesions on her brain that will break you. What will break most people is you didn't prepare for that. So when you put all your little goals and all your little dreams together, it's not the thing that broke you that broke you. It was you never even thought about the fact that you could be broken. They say it's going to be a dog fight. And if you soft, this ain't that you want to get out now. This is where you're like, I quit. But if you're willing to say, I'm not going to quit, guarantee you, whatever success you want to have, you're going to have it. You will not outgrind me. You won't outgrind me. You can be smarter than me. You won't outgrind me. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do videos. I'll do a video at 3 o'clock. I'll do a video at 2 o'clock. I'm putting out so much doggone content, they can't keep up. They smarter than me. They better than me. I admit, I got a GED. I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I get up and do this for Didi. I do this every day for Didi because of what Didi did for me. I do this for my kids. My daddy wasn't there. I do this for my family. You can't stop me. The reason why some of you could be stopped is you're doing it for yourself. And guess what happens when you get tired? When you grinding, grinding hurts. Grinding is a sacrifice. Grinding costs. When you're grinding and your body tell you you hurt, when you're doing it for you, you stop. You never prepared. You never prepared for worst case scenario. And the reason why E.T. is standing here, because I'm prepared for it. If you know anything about me, I still lay on floors. I still eat chips off the floor. I still do some stuff that to most people is crazy. Like, E.T., why would you do that? Because I'm always prepared that we may not live in that house one day. One day something might happen and we might have to go back to that. And if I have to go back to that, it's not going to break me. The thing we covered the most And for a diamond to be produced, it must first go through extreme heat.
Extreme heat. Extreme pressure.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you? For a diamond to be produced, it has to go through extreme pressure. Extreme heat. And if that wasn't enough, what makes a diamond is the cut. So you are put through, if you want to be a diamond, you must go through extreme pressure. If you can't take pressure, then you're not a diamond. After you go through all the pressure you thought you could not handle, and you think it's over, then they turn on the heat. Of all the stuff I've gone through in my life, eating out of trash cans, sleeping in abandoned buildings. The worst thing that ever happened is when I went to the hospital and they told me my wife had a chronic illness and she might not be able to walk one day. People say, E.T., ask CJ. It never broke me. Why? Because I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life. But I know what it feels like and I can handle it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.